The current podcast is sponsored by Highly Addictive. Highly Addictive is here for your music recording needs. If you need a space to record your vocals or instrumentals, contact Highly Addictive. Don't be shy to record your music. Become inspired by Highly Addictive. Contact them through their site at highlyaddictivellc.com or follow them on Instagram through Highly Addictive LLC. Hope you book them. The current podcast is sponsored by New Life Barber Lounge. New Life is not another barbershop. This is a place where you will find great energy and a friend in the New Life crew. This is a place all about the experience. They will take care of you and have you looking spectacular. Don't waste your time at any other place. Go right now and follow them on Instagram at New Life Barbers and get yourself looking spectacular.
Welcome to the current podcast. This is your host. I mean, your host. My bad, man. Bad, but this is your producer, Byron, man.
On the Sports Wave, yeah.
This is Byron, bro.
It's Byron. Yo, Byron. No, it's playing.
Of course, it's Sports Wave. You know what
we got Mauricio in the building. How you doing, man?
Doing good, bro.
After a long, good week.
It's hot out here in the valley.
Está un poco caliente aquí adentro también.
Tenemos
pero aquí tenemos a Huguito. We got Enzo in the building.
¿Quién es Huguito, Cerote?
Yeah, we dropped that real quick.
You know, got Manny in the building.
We have also known as Alfonso.
Alfonso.
Yo, he really dropped your name like that.
He called you Alfonso. I don't even know you are Alfonso.
That's
bro.
My middle name. I don't Alfonsito, care about that.
Alfonso, yeah, bro. It's all good though, bro. We all got nicknames in this little My name's Antonio. It's Giovanni,
nickname,
by the way, guys.
That's not your fucking nickname.
They call me Fonzie. They call me middle name.
Bro. Nickname is what
hey, your
just
first
said.
Name is actually Hugo. So
yeah, okay.
Nah, my
Hugo,
nickname is Bembe.
But he just said a nickname that's not my name.
Yeah.
No, that's a nickname.
That's why this was crazy.
That's a nickname.
Uito.
That's exactly, bro.
It's so out there like, for the world now.
I mean, you have to edit that out, too.
He's like, I need a bleep feature now.
Fuck y'all.
Every time they say
fucking bite him, bro. What's wrong with you, bro? You're that nervous, you're just gonna fuck up the whole like, introduction.
It's all good, bro. It's
nah, it's
good.
Not all good. Cause then you just saying shit you're not supposed to be saying, bro.
It's fine.
You're fired.
It's fine.
Fired, bro.
You're fired, bro. You got here late.
Okay.
But today though, something that has happened this week though.
Go
starting off with the Waves. The NHL finally came to a conclusion. We have a champion. Colorado Avalanche won.
Game 6, right?
Mm. I believe so. But there's this one player in particular named Corey Perry. That in the last 3 years, he's switched teams like 3 times. And the first one was to beat that team, the Lightning, that was going up against the Avalanche. And he went through 2 teams. Then he joined them in this last year and was on that team, the Lightning. And he lost again. Do you guys think this guy's cursed?
Yes. He keeps going to a team, trying, but he's losing.
It is what it is. I don't know.
It is what it is, bro. That was what's written for him until he breaks it.
You don't have to. I gave you the breakdown. Is he cursed? He's gone to the team that the team back to like each team that was supposed to went to the finals and everything. Yeah. So he's been to the finals 3 times in a row. With
just never.
It's not. Yeah. It's not only one player on a team though, bro.
No, I'm saying, but like, is he cursing
the
team? Because like,
and he was going to the championship fight every time, and he lost by himself. All right, bro, he's cursed.
No, I'm saying, but is he cursing the team then that he's going to?
Is he the bad luck charm?
Yeah,
is what he's saying. Is he breaking the ritual?
He's not a bad player.
How would you be a bad luck charm?
Because he already went to 3 teams
exactly,
that have made it to the finals three times.
But you made it to
but
the
each
finals.
Time they made That's it to not, the finals, they lost. So it seems like it's, there's a correlation. This could be, you know, something.
Three different teams. And you go to three finals.
So okay, it's a superstition at this point.
LeBron James did that.
At this point, it's a superstition of like,
LeBron James
oh, damn, this guy brings bad luck.
3 different teams and didn't win it all.
Three years in a row, though?
Yeah, this is
yes,
3 years
bro.
In a row.
This is 3 years in a row.
But LeBron James has gone to the finals multiple years in a row.
We're talking
never
about three teams, 3 years in a row.
3 years in a row,
LeBron
3 different teams.
Last with Miami
LeBron
Heat,
has never
lost
gone.
Lost with Cleveland Cavaliers twice.
No,
when
no,
he
no,
was
but you're not getting the point,
back-to-back
though.
3 years, that's what we're talking about.
How many years did LeBron James go to the NBA finals in
we're
a row?
But he didn't do 3 different teams each year in 3 years?
He's never been
near.
No, he hasn't.
Bro, Miami Heat, and then he came back. It still went to the finals when he went to the Cleveland Cavaliers again. No, but we're saying again.
Three different teams, 3 years.
In 3 years. All right, he did it with two different teams, dog. Okay, still but didn't okay, win back
we're talking
he didn't
about
win them either.
We're talking about this one specific player. Scenario.
LeBron yeah. James is one player.
He's but, a superstition, is he cursed? Bro.
Maybe, bro. Because he went to the finals nine times. He only won.
He only won it with the Lakers during the bubble, right?
This guy doesn't have a ring, so that's what we're saying. He's gone to the team.
But that's what I'm telling you. It doesn't necessarily mean you're cursed because you take your team to the finals, bro. How many times did Jerry West go to the finals and he didn't win it?
That motherfucker was cursed.
But he finally won one. The fuck? That doesn't mean you're cursed. That means just you're, the cards didn't align in your favor, bro. Or your team sucked. Or your whole team did, like...
I mean, I don't want to say a team sucked. This guy went to the... They're all his
that's
teams
what
he's
I'm
been
saying.
To have been to the finals.
And he was also an integral a part to make it to the fucking finals, right? Because he's on the team, right?
The crazy thing is that the two times that he lost, the first two times, was against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And this year he joined the Tampa. So the whole thing was like, if you can't beat him, you join him. So he joined the Tampa Bay Lightning that he couldn't beat back to back, and now they lost to the Colorado Avalanche.
Was it that he joined it, or is it like he was a free agent? He was allowed. He signed a 1 year deal.
What I'm just trying to say is did he get traded? No, he's just been on three different teams. Let me. So I don't know that those details to be exact.
That's what I'm
but I just
we
know
had,
that he's been on three
just
different
be
teams.
Like jumping the gun and being like that, because if he was a free agent,
and the crazy thing about this too is that he's the first NHL player to lose three Stanley Cup Finals in a row for three different teams.
Yeah, because
he spent 2020 with the Dallas Stars, who lost to Lightning in six games, and then he joined the Montreal Canadiens, and they lost to the Lightning in five games, and then he joined the Lightning. Like I said, and he lost this year.
Like I said, I don't think that makes you curse, bro. You're going to the finals.
We'll have
to
see bro, next superstitions year. Though from people.
Yeah. Like I said, I just brought you one. LeBron James.
We'll see what happens next week with that. I mean, next year with this guy. If he stays with that team.
If you want to compare somebody that went to the finals with multiple different teams, Charles Barkley went to the finals. Not in consecutive years, but different teams.
Yeah.
But he didn't win one.
That's the one thing that, like I said, that this cursed? Thing has is the it's the first guy to do it, to lose three in a row with three different teams. So it just sucks to be the first at that, right? You don't want to be that first at certain things, you know?
It's the superstition people have.
But also, this is something else that has happened. Just going on to baseball now. Dodgers have lost Mookie Betts for a couple of games. He has a broken rib, from what I understand.
They signed another player temporarily.
They signed the one and only Trace Thompson. You know,
he's been that team before.
Yeah. When he goes like a rookie, you could say, in his first couple of years. Now he's coming back. And he's been doing pretty decent for them. But just recently, yesterday, they were playing the Atlanta Braves. And we basically saw the return of Kenley Jansen. And they saw the return of Freddie Freeman. Which is our first baseman, or what is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's first baseman. Yeah,
so you know that he got his ring
as a pitcher.
He got his ring this weekend too, because they were the champions.
Game, yeah,
yeah. But they faced Kenley Jansen last night, and he was our closer previously, and we got his number. Man, we were able to hit him. We were able to beat the Braves, right, Byron?
Yeah, the final score was 4-3. Actually, felt like a playoff game.
Sunday night
they
baseball.
Did meet each other last. Postseason.
They eliminated us, right?
Yep.
So the Dodgers are currently, I think second place now. They lost their first place spot. Let me double check that.
And they lost today.
They lost today, yeah. So right now they regained their first place spot. They are a game and a half ahead of the Padres.
Mm.
So that's where we stand right now with the Dodgers. And we're about 10 weeks out of the NFL to return. So that's gonna be definitely very interesting. I heard somewhere in the grapevine that the Rams have their rings are finished. So then we'll see what happens there. Next, moving on, ex Real Madrid player Gareth Bale has signed a 1 year deal on a free transfer to LAFC. What do you think about that, Manny? I know you're gonna say LAFC. I mean MLS is whack, this and that. But what do you think?
MLS is whack. I think you said it. I've said that this transfer window is going to be weird because there's a lot of players that want playtime because of the World Cup. And they need to be actively playing in their position and in their clubs in order to be called up to the national squad. So a lot of players are going to be moving around. It's going to be a weird transfer window because they need those minutes. So for Gareth Bale, who he is a top player, but hasn't been playing because in Real Madrid, they didn't play him, especially this past season, because they have other players that they could play in that position. I believe an MLS move is good for him. He is still young enough to impact the game. I believe he's about 32 years old, if I'm not mistaken. So he's, I mean, for MLS, that's a perfect age. He can come in and really, you know, do a lot of damage in the MLS.
32, you're right. He's going to be 33 in July 16th. Yeah,
exactly. So the other thing, he likes golfing. So he's going to have fun golfing here as well. There's a lot of golf courses here. So I think it's a great move by the MLS. They're not the only player that LAFC has gotten.
They got the Juventus defender.
Yes, they got the Cellini. They also got him on a free contract. So LAFC has gotten two, you know, decent players.
Let me ask you this though: MLS may be, you know, not to the tier that other.
I believe in a few years.
I feel like five to ten years. I think they're gonna be there. You know, maybe not there, but the reason I see that
it has to be with the fact that it's a sport that a lot of moms are putting their kids into.
Going away from football.
Yeah, like American football, because it's less injuries. You know, less drastic injuries. Within soccer, even though there is injuries within soccer.
And it's crazy, too, because within a lot of... Like, I was seeing right now, the Sub-20, they're about to have, like, their qualifications for World Cup. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those players that are playing in foreign countries are American.
Yeah.
They're just descent from different places and stuff like that. So you're right, it is becoming a bigger
sport. It is becoming a bigger sport. So in a few years, you might see the MLS become even better than it is right now. Mm-hmm. It's just when you're used to seeing the European soccer.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then you watch this one, you're kind of like, this one's still in its infancy.
I think that, like you said, it's for a player like Gareth Bale, even like a player like Zlatan that played here, I want to say 2 to 3 seasons, it did him good because he was able to... I don't want to say get better, but just kind of revitalize
his career
and then go back to Serie A and like be pretty successful with Milan as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's probably gonna retire too. I mean, he's already about to turn 40. Zlatan,
even after he left Galaxy, he played a couple of seasons in. But my whole thing with this whole move, these two players I just got, LAFC is doing all this just to be Galaxy.
Yeah, definitely.
It can't be Galaxy. I think they've only beat them once, I think.
Yeah, they're doing all these moves to see how they can beat them. I mean, I don't know who else, you know. The other team that you got to think about, which is also has a lot of European stars, because that's the destination, is Miami.
Yep.
David Beckham's team in Miami. I mean, first of all, Miami's a destination. A lot of European players, when they go on vacation to come to the States, they only come to two locations. They either go to LA or they go to Miami. So that's the other thing that you got to consider. Like, a lot of these players are also going to be coming to David Beckham's team. You know, and then who wouldn't want to play, you know, for David Beckham's team? So,
yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. True. So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what that happens with when we do have the Derby, the LA Derby. You know, we have the freeway series with the LA Dodgers and the LA Angels of Anaheim in California, as we like to say.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Is Galaxy even in LA anymore now that they're in Carson?
I mean, they've always been in somewhere far away from DTLA. That's why LAFC tries to claim that, but they're just formerly known as Chivas USA. Going on, Triple G and Canelo are, I think they had their press conference this weekend, something like that. But they're scheduled to fight in September. What do you guys think about this third bout between these two amazing boxers?
I mean, our boxing guru right now can probably give us a better breakdown of what he thinks.
You guys,
September 17th.
I'll finish. What do you think?
What I think, Canelo has to beat him. That's what I think.
Why?
Because that's the only way he's going to prove himself. He's got to finish himself.
It's kind of like we're about
Triple G's the only one that's, you know, within that weight division that's actually, you know, giving him that trouble.
There's other guys he just hasn't wanted to fight them, promotion-wise.
That's what we're saying, that the only one that's actually giving him trouble that he's fought.
That he's fought, though?
Everybody else, he's finished him. He's made him look like nothing.
I think that Plant guy gave him good fight. He can rematch that guy if he wants. He fought him good the first 8 rounds.
You think he fought him better than Triple G has fought him?
He hit him and made him adjust late in the fight. Yeah, like 6th, 8th round, he started adjusting. He started, like, if you go look at the highlights, his Gabe Plant or something like that. He was fighting him like Mayweather fought.
But the thing about that
is, like that, and then when he adjusted, what Canelo was doing was throwing his arm out to block the counter jab and then aiming with that arm and then hitting him again. But that was like later into the round. And then he was also leaving the hand there and then see, like, he's thinking he's going to hit him in the top and he hit with a gut check or some shit like that. So and that diffused that, but...
Yeah, I mean, he got finished at the end of the day, so that's
but
why...
But I feel like that's a good fight that can definitely... Should happen. I mean, it could be happening because Triple G... He beat him 3 times and they keep giving him the fight
this
again.
This is the second. This is they fought twice.
The first one was a draw, huh? That's right.
Yeah, so he hasn't beat him. He's never finished him, so I think that's...
That's what I said. It's kind of like... In his weight division, yeah, I mean, he's the one that's
giving
him...
it's
kind of
like what we're about to see with the featherweight title in the UFC. Like, we had to see Volkanovski. If he really wants to... He needs to finish Holloway or vice versa for it to really be, like, decisive and whatnot. Because he's beat him twice on the judges' scorecard.
So you don't think that's decisive? If a judge...
The fact that they're running it back a third time, I think...
That's more...
Well, third on so the third, boxing one.
You
yeah.
don't think...
No, it's just third in general. They've only fought... They're going to fight 3 times. They fought twice already.
You don't think that this is also the UFC just set on another good fight? It's not that. It's
I think like, they could... I mean,
and
the fact
Max
that
Holloway keeps, like, staying in the fight.
Yeah,
fight, in
that's
the fight.
That's the fact, too. So it's like... Right, but that's why they had to
because,
do this.
Like, it's definite. Like, bro, he definitely beat him in the scorecard.
But that's not, everybody argues that it's a very arguable thing. People say more that
it's
on the first one
it's a close fight,
but that second one was a very
close fight. Honestly,
very very close fight.
I've seen him multiple times, and to me, I feel like Max Holloway wasn't as aggressive as he is in other fights.
Because he can't. I don't think he can. Actually,
not against Alex.
That's why. But at the same time, like Volkanovski, like he finished Korean Zombie. But besides that, like, he hasn't finished anyone like that, especially while he's been the champion.
I mean, well...
And he's only fought Max Holloway
for
besides that.
At that point, if you're going to bring that up, before he fought Korean Zombie, we were all like, he has to finish. We were saying the same thing, and he finally got a finish. And
yeah,
we're
but
still
it's
talking
like,
about that?
Definitely, but it's like Korean Zombie, the caliber of opponent that he is, like, we would have wanted to see him do that, like, someone like a Brian Ortega, but he didn't get to finish Brian Ortega. Or, like, see him finish...
He beat the dog shit. Look at his face after, bro.
I mean, it was that he beat him, no doubt, but he didn't finish him. That's my point.
But he beat the dog shit out of him,
like. It's just like
after.
As a champion, you
did
want
he
to
not
see
beat the dog shit out of him, bro. Yeah.
No doubt.
Come on, bro.
And he escaped three times.
He was able to survive that shit.
Come on, man.
Without a doubt.
Like, I don't think
you
got to
give him his
finish.
Credit.
That was a war.
Yeah.
No doubt. Like, but as a champion,
it was a combat war.
As a champion,
right there.
Like, there's a lot of fighters
that
are not even
respect to be called the champion.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't. But you got to get some finishes under your belt.
I think it's different. It's different when you're comparing it to Holloway, though.
Holloway finishes his opponents for sure.
I mean, really, does he?
Yeah, he's finished.
Bro, beats him down. It does not like a...
Oh, bro. Now I got to bring up the steps.
Hey, well, bro,
still a finish, bro.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh, he knocked him out like Connor did back in the day.
No, but we're still...
So
we're
like,
I'm talking
that's
about
a
finishes,
finish to me.
Bro.
All right, but back
no,
to the Canelo.
Let's
finish the Canelo thing. And then before we continue with this...
I mean, when's the last time Canelo got a finish?
It's been a while as well.
We just talked about he finished Caleb Plant. What are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, but that was two right. fights ago. He's fought.
But
he's
that's
fought,
the last time. It wasn't,
him,
it wasn't like five fights ago. Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul is pretty much official to go on August 3rd. I think that one is going to be August 3rd.
Yeah, they're redoing it.
Jake Paul was kind of calling him out, like, what's going on? And then Tommy's like, I'll see you in August. What you think about this one in particular?
I mean, it's interesting because he's actually going to fight a boxer.
True boxer.
Yeah, well, someone that's trained in the sport. So I mean, it's interesting to see. Like, okay, is this guy gonna be the guy that can knock him out? You know, that's because that's what everybody wants to see. The other thing that I heard, I don't know if it's true or not. This fight might take place in Madison Square Garden.
It is.
So
him and Amanda Serrano are headlining that card, and it's gonna be in MSG.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the other thing. It's a huge arena. It's a huge place to do it at. We'll have to see. I mean, Fury comes from a family of boxers, so you think of that pedigree. You think of, like, oh, okay, he can do this. He can knock him out. He can do something. But at the same time, you know, Jake might surprise.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I don't think Tommy's really fought anybody, so he's barely, like, 10-0, and it's barely, like, nobody's.
And that's really who Jake has asked for. Jake was like, give me a 10-0 or someone that's had 10 fights in boxing and let me see what I can do against him. And then in a couple years, he wants to fight Canelo. But he also, Tyson kind of also said that he wants to fight him, Mike Tyson. So that I think that might happen. But that's towards what I'm saying.
Once we start talking about stuff like that, bro, is this really boxing?
Did you hear what got booked today?
What?
Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell, Crypto.com arena to box in summer.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to see that.
At this point, is this boxing or is this just entertainment?
It's entertainment.
That's why when you guys ask me about these guys.
But at the same time, I'm not going to say, for example, that we're not going to say is WWE. Right,
to me it is
because for example,
knocked out Woodley, that should look fucking staged.
But he got hit though. Like at least in WWE,
Michael B. J. Jordan get hit in a fucking movie they practice it.
What about when
he knocked him out though it was a film?
What about Darren?
That's what I'm saying.
What about Darren Williams knocking out Frank Gore? Did you see that one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's entertainment.
Would you say that one was more of a legit knockout?
It's entertainment, bro. It's just two sport. It's like two athletes fighting, but they're not boxers, so that's why it's entertainment.
No doubt, boxing. But like, if you one of them gets knocked the fuck out, would it not be,
bro? In the day and age where Worldstar made everything popular, that's why this is entertainment. That's like a Worldstar.
Oh my god, Darren Williams not the sponsor of this whole thing?
Because the dude died.
Oh shit!
The dude died like 5 years ago or something like that. The owner of Worldstar.
The current podcast. Tyson Fury says the fight with Francis is now off. So that's
I don't even think it was ever on.
Yeah, and it's funny because in the same parallel,
I think it was just all talk.
Now Dana White says that John Jones is ready for his heavyweight debut. It's either gonna be Francis or Stipe. I'd like to see him fight Stipe for the interim title.
That'd be interesting.
And then we wait for.
Where was John Jones this weekend that he was?
He was coaching for PFL.
Yeah,
it was a PFL event on Friday night, and he was coaching for his teammate that used to fight in the UFC actually, and then he got cut. I forget his name, but yeah, he got cut, and he was coaching for him.
Yeah, because I tripped out when I saw him. I was like, "What is he doing there?"
Yeah,
it's a different organization.
Yeah, exactly.
I seen Conor do it. I seen Khabib. Dude, be it other.
Connor's some other shit. Connor is yelling from the fucking sideline. Yeah, and then he jumps in and then he fucking tries to start shit with the referee. Fucking Connor, some other shit, I swear. But this weekend we had UFC back on ESPN and it was in Vegas at the Apex. And we had Israel Adesanya in attendance with Volkanovski. So they've already been in Vegas kind of preparing for their title fights this weekend. But what we did have this weekend was there was an Armenian fighting in the main card. So I saw a lot of Armenians rooting for this guy and posting.
Yeah, he's half Armenian, half Russian.
Arman Tarsukian, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He actually lost in the decision. He was doing a lot of different.
You know what's crazy? I saw the fight, but I think I was getting to Target right when they were announcing the
winner.
He was doing a lot of different things to
who they announced, but it was a good fight, bro.
He was trying to do a lot of different things, you know what I mean? Like he stuck his neck out there in a sense.
Did you see and how it kind of his cost balance him. Was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great balance when he was grabbing one foot and then he would not fall, bro. I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And his foot was at his shoulder, bro.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker hopping on that bitch.
Yeah. Seems like a ballerina.
Bro, I was impressed, but I'm surprised he lost, bro.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, the thing is because he was attempting takedowns and I think that's not his primary pedigree.
So he didn't get the takedowns.
And then he was getting reversed on him and stuff like that. So that's kind of what happened. So
when it gets reversed, that's a point on that.
Yeah, all that stuff because you're losing position, you're losing control,
cage
all that
control.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And that's something that they were talking about recently on a podcast. They're like, judges, what do they look for more, like damage or control? Like that's.
I think it's a balance.
I
feel like one. It depends judge on what state we're in. For the control.
I mean, there's three judges for a reason.
I feel like it depends what commission we're in, what state we're in, what country we're in, even.
Like
what,
in Vegas,
what
it's
on that
Pustazos,
stuff.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's who gets fucked up. And then, like, in New York, it could be, like, more control. A little balance of control and putazos. Because putazos will stop the fucking
fight.
I want to
say New York is more control because look what happened with Nate Diaz. As soon as they saw
but
a bad putazo, like,
stop
the fight.
Bro.
Like, California,
so
they're
they
a little
see that you're
like,
getting your ass beat, they'll be like, all right, bro.
I would say California is more of a middle ground one. Because, like, they accepted John Jones after fucking him testing positive in Nevada.
That's
so. Hey, but they're a little more lenient is what I'm trying to say. So I would say they're a little more balanced in that aspect. Co-main event.
Dana Papi Paga.
Neil Magny
paid the fee, bro.
He was saying
el papá de
Neil Magny paid the fee because he said I won't fight anybody in the division. So this other guy that's an up and comer, undefeated, I'm gonna butcher his name, but Shavkat Rakhmonov. I don't know what.
Another Russian.
Dog, I don't know what he is. He's like, I want to say he's from the same country that this fool Triple G is from. Kazakhstan, yeah. Or no. Is that? Yeah, I think Kazakh. It is. Uzbekistan.
Okay.
So in that same region, pretty much.
All right.
So this guy submitted Neil Magny. And now this guy is basically, this guy was, I want to say, ranked like number 15th. And Neil Magny was ranked number like 7 or something. So, yeah, that's about to change real big.
He dropped in ranking.
Yeah. And then the heavyweights that fought before that were pretty entertaining. That knockout from Josh Parisian. Like, the other guy, though, that was fighting the French guy, he kept doing this, like, it was almost like a slap. It was, like, the weirdest thing. It was like a hammer fist type of thing, but standing up. You know, you usually have, you see hammer fists when they're, like, on the ground, you know? But this guy was, like, standing and, like, hammer fisting him. And bro, it was pretty effective until he got knocked out. He stunned the other dude with a hammer fist. Yeah, bro. I'll put it up in a little bit. But that his name is Alain Badat. He's a French fighter. Baudat or Badu. Who, I don't know, maybe. I don't know how the French...
The acts, French are supposed you
know
to mean? Say.
So, I don't speak French. I'm sorry.
I don't either.
But, you know, just something I want to point out with this card...
Bonjour.
...is that... it's just a testament to having fans in like a true crowd, not just fans, crowd. I feel like makes a difference because this card, it was just decision after decision. You had a couple knockouts, a submission, but just mainly decisions for the most part. And I just feel like coming off of what we saw in Austin, where there was a crowd and energy and all this stuff.
You think it's that? You don't think it's the caliber of fighters that they had in Austin compared to the caliber of fighters they had here? This was a no-name.
Bro, what are you talking about? Like,
this was like a...
In this whole fight in Austin, there was only 4 decisions, bro. Even in the early cards.
He did not hear what the fuck I just said, bro.
No, he didn't. It went just over replying his head.
Yeah, bro.
You said there was no-name fighters, bro, in the preliminary cards.
In which one?
The preliminary cards.
And which one did I say there was no name fighters?
In the last one. In this one. But in UFC Austin, there was also no name fighters. Only ones that were known were Calvin Kattar and then the Kevin Holland.
Those are still more famous than
three,
the ones.
I mean, that's fights. 3 fights, bro.
But it's
that's
still another, more famous than the ones. 3 fights out of yeah, bro. What you mean?
Like, that, I understand. I had this conversation no, with you a mean. Couple weeks ago about fight nights, bro, and how some people.
I understand. And that's what I'm trying to test to. But at the same time, like, the preliminary cards, bro, they usually always have no name fighters and knockout. One decision.
Of
and that decision.
One? Of which one? Of which card?
Austin. These are all no-name fighters in prelims.
Exactly, bro. You're not listening to what I'm saying,
bro.
Dog.
Do you know these fighters on the prelims?
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say that even when there's no-name fighters with the crowd, this is the result.
I didn't speak nothing about Austin, though.
But you're saying
he's
that
saying
they,
this card that just happened this weekend.
I understand that. But what I'm trying to... The point I'm trying to connect is that when there's no-name fighters, even with the crowd, the result is decisions. I mean, knockouts. And we've seen
feed
good,
off the energy is what
we've
you're
seen
trying.
We've seen good main events in the UFC Apex like good names but they're like subpar.
Because we saw a plethora during COVID and there was knockouts when there was no
there was but so there then? But the full cards for the full cards for them to be like top to bottom like good.
I mean that's about the. I mean, I don't think
that has to do with the crowd.
I mean,
I think
a little bit of percentage, probably.
There are fighters that feed off of it.
And this is
sure.
a big thing is because, like, for example, before you would see these cards where they have crowds and stuff, and you see the preliminary cards, we wouldn't see many people there. Now, because of COVID and stuff, people are there early. They haven't been to Austin like that in a long time. They're about to come to San Diego in August. Shout out to man, we got tickets. Those events are going to be huge, bro, because they haven't been to those certain places in a while. They're about to go back to Liverpool. Like, look what happened in Liverpool when they were there. It was going crazy and stuff. And those are a lot of also no-name fighters, bro, because they're international fighters and they haven't been able to fight because...
But I mean, if you're no-name, but it's like you're known in your country, that's what usually happens. That's different. We don't know because we're in the States. But if you're overseas and you're fighting... locally, but it's like a card in Dublin
or
something.
It's like the...
It's a little different, bro.
It's like the
I mean,
UK
a lot of them, like
one.
I'm saying, a lot of them, they're also drunk and all stuff. They just have... The energy is just way different. And I just feel like if we were to have like a star-studded card in the Apex...
Look at a card...
It'd be aight.
Look
it
at a
be
card
the best,
from when COVID and there was no fans and let's see how many knockouts there were on average. From week to week because that was the only sport that was on.
Majority
we'll have to look at it. You
yeah,
know what I'm
majority were decision. They don't know. I would say they're entertaining as fights. For example, I'll give you two.
You could hear the putazos.
I give you
sure.
two right now that were in COVID, no fans, but were hella entertaining.
Dustin versus Dan Hooker. That was a war.
And even though this fool got his ass beat, it was still entertaining. Justin Gaethje and Ferguson. They still brought it, and they still, you know what I mean?
I don't think Tony brought it.
Justin definitely did. But still a good fight, you know what I'm trying to say? And it was a decision.
We're watching the same fight, bro.
And then, like...
That was a good one.
You know what I mean? Ran away a little
but,
bit.
But next weekend, though...
No mas.
No. Next weekend... No. Got UFC. We got... It's not just any UFC cardio. This is the International Fight Week. It always happens the first week of July. So it's a pretty big deal for the UFC.
Deal, huh? It's a big deal.
For the UFC, it is, because they start a whole event this week. Anoue is going to perform one of those
deal,
days
bro.
Over there.
It's a big deal.
It is going to be a big deal for them.
Dick deal, bro? Huh? Is that what you said, bro?
Dig deal.
Dick deal.
Dick deal. You're going to dig into everybody's wallets, bro.
Big dick energy, huh?
Real big.
Balls.
Pause.
Nah, but it's gonna be a hell of a weekend, dog.
From the early bro, prelims,
they put
bro.
Uriah Hall in the early prelims.
Yeah, they put
dog.
Him and Jessica Iowa against Macy Barber as well, and I think that's gonna be the fight to look out
but
in that
like,
early prelim. Jessica Iowa versus
Macy
Barber.
That's them wanting to fill the seats in the prelims
early. Yeah, yeah, straight up.
Robbie Lawler's in the prelims too.
Mm-hmm. He was like, "Cool, I might just fly home early." Because I get to fight earlier. Ian Garry also in the prelims. Donald Cerrone with Jim Miller. Donald Cerrone stepping in. He's going to fight at welterweight. He's going to cut
this
that much weight.
He just wants money.
Main
he
card.
Wants to end his contract.
Lauren Murphy, Misha Tate got canceled. Pedro Munhoz, Sean O'Malley is going to open up the main card.
Then we
got Sean Strickland versus Alexander Pereira.
So they're only going to do 4 fights in the main card?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do 5 how they usually do it?
Nope. They're not replacing the fight that...
Yeah, that got dropped.
Or they won't move a prelim up to a main.
They might. We'll have to see that day. But at the same time, the way that
nice
everything
to hear
is set
nice
up...
Nice to hear from you, Brandon.
All of them has 4
hey,
fights.
Hey, bro, you fired him, bro. We rehired him, bro.
I was ready for the right moment.
We rehired him, bro. Like, stop firing our guys, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you fired him at the beginning of the episode, bro. We had to rehire him so that he could talk,
early
bro.
Early prelims, they all have 4 fights, so we'll be fine. They all be fine. But yeah, I want to hear, right? Sean O'Malley.
You'll see enough violence.
Sean O'Malley.
Exactly.
Y'all be fine.
The way he says it,
yeah,
shit. Like, putazos will be delivered. You'll see enough violence. You know what I'm saying?
Sean O'Malley, Pedro Munhoz.
A couple violence for the week.
Hey, bro, this is... The UFC is the modern day Coliseum, bro.
Oh,
that's what it is, bro.
Hell yeah, it is.
That's what it is, bro.
That's why
the only thing we're not burning Christians, you know, we're just watching two guys fight.
Would they fight animals
too,
though?
Yeah, they would fight lions and everything. All right,
so Pedro Munhoz, Sean O'Malley. This is Sean O'Malley's first fight against a ranked fighter. What do you guys think about this one?
It's a 9-10 guy.
Pedro Munhoz? Pedro Munhoz is the guy that fought...
19-7.
No, what's his ranking?
9-7.
No, his fight.
9 versus...
That's his record.
Versus... Oh, okay, let me see.
No, I'm asking 19
and
rank.
17 is, oh, is his...
That's his record. What's his
record.
Rank?
I'm about to get you his rank.
Is he 10 or 9?
However, he is shorter, bro. He is 5'5".
Oh, yeah, bro. Sean O'Malley, he's going to be telling a lot of those...
Pedro Munhoz is
5'5",
bro.
That has nothing to do with nothing. I've seen Steven Thompson fall like a...
And
timber.
He's 35, bro.
He got dropped by Anthony Pettis.
Where is this guy's ranking at?
He's an unranked.
And then
player.
Also, Sean O'Malley has a reach advantage. 72 inches to 65 inches.
Pause.
Yeah, so there's
Pedro Munhoz is number 10. Sean O'Malley is 13 at the moment. Adrian Yanez, who we spoke about last week, actually just got a ranking next to his name, number 15th.
I got Sean O'Malley on that one.
So, yeah.
As long as he doesn't get a cramp, right?
Yeah, his leg doesn't give out. That's his one weakness. I feel like his leg
is like a...
So he skips a leg day?
That's his Achilles heel, bro.
One fight that happened to, right?
No, I find it...
No,
well,
he's
his
broken
career.
His foot before, remember?
Yeah, and then that was the one when Joe Rogan interviewed him on the floor. He's like, I love you, Joe Rogan. He's like, I love you too, buddy.
But he won that fight.
No, he won it for sure. But it's just showing that has that weakness because he broke his foot in that one. Actually, he did. And then in that other fight against Chito Vera,
John Jones break his toe right after victory too, bro. It's the fight game, dog. When you
that shit was nasty.
When you hitting bone on bone,
you're
bro.
Being exactly like Maury, bro.
When you hitting bone,
you're
bone.
Like it's all good, bro. You know,
it's the fight.
They
game.
Got it. They got it.
It's the fight. I didn't say they're gonna be fine.
Do
got I it,
bro.
Said it's
Pedro
the fight
Munhoz is still a tough motherfucker,
but so, I think he got him.
That's gonna be that fight. So the
I call a backhand spinning elbow.
Like, so you wanted another elbow?
I want some shit, like spinning some wild elbow shit. Just to start off the fucking main card, that'd be sick. Imagine he's like a flying spinning knee. Flying spinning. Never seen that before. That'd be sick. Hey, he. All right, so look, the flying
knee. Who has the time?
The spine. The hey, Mauricio, I'm going to try that shit on UFC.
This was like Tekken now, bro.
Imagine, bro.
I don't even think that I've made that move before, bro.
Hey, Kevin Holland can do some shit.
I'm
like
trying
that,
to imagine that. I'm like, dude, this is some like Tekken so video game
you
stuff,
bro.
You
spin in the air?
Bro, like.
Jump, spin, and then knee.
They would literally like freaking shoot, bro, and take you to the ground if you did that, bro.
Nah, bro, I seen some nasty scissor kicks in there. Bro, how the fuck did Who got knocked out by jumping on the side of the cage and then it wasn't Henderson got knocked out like that by Pettis? Yep. Come on, bro. That's some fucking crazy shit right there, bro. I've seen somebody propel themselves off of fucking.
No, but that's propelling themselves. What you were suggesting was someone spinning.
Hey, wow. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. I'm imagining a 360 spin, bro.
That'd be
and
crazy,
knocking
right?
someone out with their knee. I'm like, that's a lot of time to think, but at the same time, that's like a video game move.
Hell yeah.
But it's pretty cool,
that'd
though. I'm not saying
no, no, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
a motherfucking
like,
dream. Because we were talking about violence a little bit a while ago, so I want to see some athletic violence. Right? So. Give me some athletic violence. Like, show me something I've never seen before.
Right?
Shit.
A new move.
Bro, imagine somebody does like a chilenita kick.
Bro. Kicks him right in right. the face, bro. Knocks him out.
Backflip kick on some Bruce Lee shit.
Bro.
Oh, on some Tekken shit. I'm telling you, bro. That should be
something
sick.
Different, bro.
I mean, we might see this. We might see that from Pereira, bro.
Yeah,
Pereira, that guy's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, Alex Pereira.
There you go. That's a guy that could fucking do that shit.
He got a jumping knee in his last fight. He knocked someone out like that. He's fighting Sean Strickland. Pereira, another unranked fighter, fighting number 4 ranked Sean Strickland. That's going to be a crazy fight because if
they're pretty evenly
that,
matched.
He automatically gets that title shot without
they're,
a doubt.
They're evenly matched in height. I mean, well, 6'1 to 6'3. Weight is the same. Reach, 76.
Weight has to be the same, man.
And 79, so I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so we'll have to see with that one. That's gonna be a very interesting fight. Volkanovski versus Holloway, we kind of briefly spoke about it. Like I said, I think personally for me, one of these gentlemen had to get a finish.
Mm-hmm.
And if Max Holloway gets a finish,
but if it goes for the decision again and Alex wins, I mean, this fight's not gonna happen again.
I don't think so, but what if Max Holloway gets a knockout, do we get a fourth fight?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's really hard for me to see
I mean,
like Alex
that be like
knocking him out though.
Okay.
Can
this,
you
this
see Alex?
Enzo, how many times did Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez fight?
That was 4.
And how many times did Manny fight win? He won
like twice.
2 or 3 times and then until this fool knocked him the fuck out.
He knocked him out cold.
We didn't hear about that again. He was on that Mexican meat, though. You know, he looked motherfucking big as fuck.
Pause.
He had some taquitos.
That's
how
we had figured him out. He had 4 fights to figure out his footwork to figure out the knockout punch.
Yeah.
Canelo tacos?
But, like, just
that was when planking was popular. And he made him plank.
Just think about, like, something like that. It could be something like that where, like, you know, Max is lost on the scorecards twice. And then he just comes in and just... Yeah, I mean, like, he shows you the new move that you want
to
see.
He's trying to now take your idea.
You know what's funny, bro? Max Holloway, you know what he said, bro?
That
he
trying to say that. Max Holloway's going to be right you, bro.
From playing video games.
Yeah, and that's why he doesn't fucking spar.
Well, during the pandemic, that's what happened. He couldn't spar. But he said that that's where he learned his moves coming up.
It showed that.
Younger, not saying now.
I see what his logic was of like, why do I need to get punched? But it's like, you should still be hitting the bag or something.
No, he's doing that. When he means sparring,
opponents,
with someone else.
Yes, I know,
but
it's
he's
like...
He's definitely training still, bro.
When you're
without
training...
Without a doubt, he's still training.
When you're training, you still... But it was through Zoom during those days. You know, he was saying that it was all through Zoom. They couldn't really, you know, but...
Anyway. No, I mean, you have to... You had to find your ways anyway, and he was...
He
had to find his ways. And either way, Alexander Volkanovski, they weren't able to train in Australia either for a while, too. I mean, that shit was even worse out there. But at some point, just as bad as Hawaii, because Hawaii was very strict as well. Yeah, moving on to the main event of the night, which is going to be Stylebender Israel Adesanya versus the Killer Gorilla Jared Cannonier. Jared Cannonier, for those who don't know, used to be at heavyweight.
had a couple of success there, then dropped down to light heavyweight, had a little bit of success there, but then eventually made his way down to middleweight, and has been where he's been very successful because he's been able to just put that power. He still has that power as a heavyweight. He's just been able to have to put all the pieces together, and now he's going up against a champion, and this is going to be a good fight, in my opinion. I hope to see a style bender knockout, because I do feel like Jared is the type of fighter that is going to be a little more aggressive, but that controlled aggression too. You know, like, I feel like this is going to be one of those duels that we're going to see with a striking duel, more to say, with that we're going to see. I'd be surprised to see, like, if Jared would want to do, like, a takedown or something like that. But
thank you.
My assessment is that I think we're going to see a style bender top knockout, like, question mark kick type of thing, maybe, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Like, I don't see it happening in the first couple rounds. I see it in third, fourth round if it happens. But Jared has to chop the legs first if he wants to stop.
Has become a better fighter, but it's all going to come down to how has Adesanya, like, prepared. Because I feel like when you get to that, when you're a champ, you get comfortable, and you've been reigning and winning. So it's like,
defending it, yeah.
You know, let's see if he's... Because what I don't want to happen is what happened to John Jones when he was champion. When he got comfortable and you started seeing him get more damage and take more hits. And then it was like, it didn't look like his Chris John Jones, you know? So I'm wondering if Adesanya is still sharp and looks like... Because...
I think he will be in that aspect.
The last few fights hasn't been like, oh shit, Adesanya. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's been a little more calculated with it. But I mean, it was the second time he was fighting these guys.
Calculated would have been like, I'm calculating to knock your ass out or finish your ass, but none of that.
I think he could have knocked out Vittori for sure. I think he could have done that. With Robert Whittaker, I think he was just being a little more calculated because he knows how much of a complete fighter. More of a complete fighter compared to Vittoria is that Whittaker is. So that's going to be there. But what about you, Byron? I know, Byron, you really like watching style benders. One of your favorite fighters.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a knockout for sure, if not a submission.
And he said, and actually, Adesanya has actually put it out there that he will knock out or submit him. That'd be crazy to see him get his first submission in the UFC.
Izzy got it.
And I'm thinking maybe third, fourth round.
What you got? What'd you say, buddy?
Izzy got it.
What round, Manny?
I want to say second. Take a risk.
Okay.
I think he can figure him out pretty quick.
What about you, Enzo? Final verdict.
Izzy. But, I mean, I just need to see something because...
Do you think it's going to be like in a specific round or anything like that? You just think it'll be Enzy's going to win in general?
I think it's going to decision. I don't I don't see Izzy doing anything spectacular. I hope he does, but I don't see it happening. I don't think he's there anymore, like, to do some shit like that. Like, the style bender has been
figured out.
I think fourth round might be
because when you're at, like, yeah, I said, when you're it's like the Lakers, when you're at the top, bro, everybody's aiming for you. So everybody's studying your fights, everybody's studying you, your technique, your habits.
Yeah, we saw it with Valentina recently.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and she just proved. Nah.
But she proved how good she is.
That headbutt helped her out. I have to admit that.
Hell yeah, bro.
As a fan,
her fucking face, bro.
Yep.
I mean, the violence we wanted and got.
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. The stuff Maury likes.
Lo que me gusta. But, you know, that's what we got for UFC for right now. There's slight rumors right now of Conor and Mayweather boxing again. We'll see if that comes to happen.
Yeah, I don't even want to watch that.
Anything with Conor at this point. Just want to see him back, see how that
foot's
doing.
See, that's my thing about the... Honestly, bro...
Conor Dick Ryder.
I love Conor, but...
I don't know if he's... I'd rather see him with Masvidal than see him go with Mayweather.
Real shit. That to me is a fight they need to make happen.
When we're talking about UFC, yeah, for sure it has to be with Masvidal. But I want to see how that foot looks in general. I know we're not going to get to see it fully until we see him in the UFC. But I think that at some point he is going to fight Mayweather again.
Bro,
just because
he has
Mayweather,
a titanium metal.
Titanium bone plate.
Come on, bro.
In my shin bone.
Good.
I think that
anything,
at some point we will see that fight, though. Him and Mayweather fight again. Mm-hmm. Or him and some
That's
kind of boxer. I think that'll happen.
He's a robot now.
Cyborg Connor. Not to be confused with Cyborg.
Dirty. But yeah, man.
He's transitioning.
August 13th. Manny and I
how
will
do you
be
guys feel about that,
in San Diego
that,
watching
how do you guys
Dominic
feel about that?
Cruz.
How do you guys feel about that one swimmer that they banned from swimming? That was a...
It was bound to happen, bro.
That the, I think, Olympic Committee said that she could
good.
I mean, he broke all the records.
You know who would agree?
He was ranked 400.
You know who would agree with that ban?
Who?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, she didn't want right. that.
Time. Yeah.
So, now to NBA.
That's somebody using their head right there. Thank you, Caitlyn.
NBA. NBA. NBA Wee. Right now. The trades that have gone on before the draft, we had Jeremiah
Kyrie
Grant.
Kyrie said no.
All right, moving on.
Jeremiah Grant has gone to the Trailblazers.
I don't want to drag this shit out, bro.
So I think that he's a...
do that to me every year, make all these memes of all these fucking...
I know, right? They put them with their jerseys and everything.
I hate
that's
that
what I'm talking about, the one that actually happened. I'm talking about Jeremiah Grant going to the Blazers.
Okay, but...
I think that's a good pickup for them being off now that they've... That we've lost.
What they did.
Was full. We're gonna get to there, bro. You have to look at the list, there, bro. See how our order's going, bro.
So this, bro. This is right.
So
here, bro.
You know, we got Jeremiah Grant going to Blazers.
Didn't he pay
and,
already?
No, he was originally with the OKC Thunder, and then he went to the Detroit Pistons.
Whoa.
Wasn't he also?
This
wasn't
was an old.
Wasn't he with the Nuggets? It wouldn't refresh there. I don't know why.
Yeah, he was with the Nuggets.
I don't know if he was with OKC. I think it was the Nuggets, then the Pistons. Yeah, ooh. Nuggets, Pistons, Grant.
Yeah.
It was Nuggets, Pistons, and now he's going to the Blazers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's a good pickup for them now that they don't have CJ McCollum.
Yeah.
So
it's we'll a way him. To replace him.
Yeah,
he's good, dude. He's a good defensive player.
Yeah, and then Kevin Durant teased that too, or I think Damian Lillard posted it with both of them in the Trailblazers jersey. Mm-hmm. Then KD reposted it. So you know who free agency starts this Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, Wednesday was a deadline for Kyrie. He took his decision today and he opted in. John Wall, it was in a buyout deal and he bought out and he's gonna join the Clippers.
Clippers.
That's what Woj said. But Danny Green also got traded. He's gonna be with the Memphis Grizzlies now.
Correct.
So they have another shooter there.
Yeah. The Sixers, I think, gave him up for some picks.
Yeah, and I think there might have been other trades, but these are just notable ones I have right now. For example, the Lakers traded and gave cash away. They gave a future second-round pick so that they can get a pick this year. They got 35 pick. They signed Max Christie,
mm-hmm.
Which he hasn't been signed yet. He's drafted them to them, so he has the draft rights, but hasn't been fully signed yet. They have a couple of undrafted rookies as far as Scottie Pippen Jr., Shaquille O'Neal, which is currently Shaq's just going to be a summer league player, which starts next week.
Interesting.
And the last player that they got, I need to see that name because se me fue la onda con ese. That guy. And he's more like of a shooter from what I've seen.
Scottie Pippen?
No, the other guy.
Sharif?
No, the other guy.
The other guy.
Christy?
The other guy.
There's one more guy.
There's a fourth guy.
Yeah.
Pero no sabe quién será.
No,
can't find his name.
¿Qué vas a hacer?
Cause yeah, so Shaquille O'Neal will be start. He's gonna be the first one we get to see actually. You could say play for the Lakers. He'll be in the summer league with them, and that, like I said, starts next week. It'll be taking place in.
So has AD Bates. Shot a basketball now?
Who knows, bro? Who knows?
Mm.
But according to everybody, we're all tripping now. We shouldn't be concerned about that. He'll be fine.
Mm.
Many players do it, from what's been said on this podcast and on you know, others that I've heard as well. Scottie Pippen Jr. Yeah, like they're just highlighting those players, bro. So now I'm
having to do this. I'm telling you, man. Just those three.
But the number one pick went to the Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And future Laker or not, Enzo?
We shall see. But you know what's crazy?
What's up?
That Kenyon Martin Jr. reached. The front office has requested a trade from the Houston Rockets.
Mm. Woj bomb or Zobom?
This was announced a couple days ago.
I seen that. Yeah, he's right.
But I was talking to his little brother, and he's saying that you know he doesn't. They've drafted another power forward this season in the draft, and he was already behind somebody in the.
So he falls on the pick and order.
And he's asking, like, if I'm not going to get no more minutes, trade me. So.
That's crazy. Because, yeah, he gets lowered in the pecking order.
He's a... To me, honestly, he told me when I talked to him, he said he would like to come play for the Lakers, that they need to get younger. So it'd be dope to see him in a Laker uniform.
Do you think Malik Monk stays?
Yeah, he said he's going to stay for less money, so hopefully the Lakers make it happen.
Because I actually liked him in the team.
I did too. He reminded me of a more athletic Pope because he could shoot. I was going to say that.
Well, what would you think about bringing him back though on a mid-level deal?
Pope? Is that even possible?
I think it is. I was hearing about that today actually.
But is Washington with him and let him go? That's the question.
I also heard, you know, KD to the Washington Wizards.
Because he's from there. He's from Washington.
But else, who else can they get, though? Who do you think is leaving from the team? I mean, technically, they're all free
Kendrick
agents,
Nunn
right?
Picked up his option, so he's back technically, but we can also trade him now. So, I mean, the people who are officially under contract obviously are LeBron, Westbrook, AD,
and Taylor.
Kendrick Nunn. What's his name? THT, Austin Reeves. And then Malik Monk's a free agent, and a lot of these other guys are free agents right now. So. They're free to go anywhere right now, so it's very tough as to see what this could be. It could potentially look very similar to last season, or look pretty different when it comes to their role players and whatnot.
I think they'll look very different, and they might even keep these young players that are coming in.
Yeah, I mean, very possible.
That's what I'm thinking because it's not like they have the money or anything, to actually build a nicer squad.
They offered Westbrook for Kyrie basically in a package deal, I'm pretty sure, and it didn't go through.
It's because, bro, it's hard.
It's a hard sell because he didn't have a great season.
But it's not even about the great season because stats haven't changed. You know why he's not getting dealt, bro? It's his attitude. How do you go into post game conferences and react like that when? Like a small market, they loved you and they didn't treat you like that. But a big market, they gonna come at you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know. So and his reaction to it is been very unprofessional, you know. Because as a basketball player, I feel like, bro, you gotta expect the criticism. Especially,
I just
want to
see this podcast with him and Skip.
Yeah, I was just about to point that out, bro. Because he straight up called them, "Hey, bro, come to the table. We'll talk. I originated this West Brick in 2012, and like I'm just doing my job as critiquing sports."
You can't. And he said he would say to his face.
That's what I'm saying. But that's
you're responding.
Hey, bro. That's like I said. He invited me to the podcast. That was dope. But I also feel like, to me, Westbrook hasn't played horrible. It's not like he had a tremendous drop off. He just had a season where you have to get used to playing with LeBron James, and then it's your hometown. It's a lot of things that went into him. And then, like I said, the media don't help it. You know? So it's like...
He's not used to that media pressure.
He's not used to it. And I feel like internally within the Lakers organization, like with the head coach and all that, there was some issues. But honestly, if this is how the cookie crumbles for this offseason and we had to keep him, I hope the new coach makes it work. That's just the best I can
figures it out. Yeah,
because this is also.
I think he's staying. I don't think no one's gonna take him.
75 player of all time.
I don't think no one's gonna take him.
Two-time MVP, right?
I think there's one time. Or Westbrook?
Yeah,
I think it's one time.
But triple doubles, 6 years, 3 years.
Yeah,
in a row,
triple.
Right?
Triple double, like, walking machine.
Yeah, like I just feel, you know, age is getting there. He was two in his head.
Just, he won in 2017 MVP.
Just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
9-time All-Star, 2-time All-Star Game MVP. Yeah, he has all the accolades to accept that championship, so he got to do what he got to do.
I feel like what has to happen is this coach really has to get these guys in a room and get them to understand that if we're going to win a championship, we can't act like we're stars at this point. We'll have to play a role in this team. That's how I see that it's going to work.
That other player they got by the name is Syracuse sharpshooter Cole Sweeter. Sweater.
So
he's a two-way contract. He has a two-way contract. He got a two-way contract over Sharif. So we'll see what he can bring. But that's what we got for today, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you're checking us out on YouTube, subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening on the podcast, subscribe as well. And follow us on IG. Peace.
Thank you for listening to our episode. We appreciate your support. Remember to follow us on Instagram at The Current Pod, where you can share our episodes, review, interact with us, talk to us about what's going on. We appreciate your feedback and everything that you guys do for us and supporting us. Have a wonderful day.